Hey, everybody. Today I'm here with Terry Froelich, who's an amazing painter as well as a really great photographer. But one of the things we were looking at when we were looking at her work, and she was showing me all her photography that she uses, you know, her painting and her color studies, everything kind of derives out of the photography. And you know, a while ago, and somewhat now, not maybe as much, but a lot of your work was, she incorporated her photography, and she was showing me all the cool ways that she brings photography into her painting, photo transfers, basically. And some of them I had never seen before, and so I convinced her to come in today to share with you guys all the techniques that you know. So thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. And maybe tell us a little bit about how you know, you take pictures and how that all works and how you move through. And then we're going to go over, I think there's three or four techniques that you use. Mm-hmm. They're pretty cool. So.
Yep. So I basically have four techniques. But when I'm out, you know, exploring and just visually looking at everything that's around us, the small details in the world, I'm always recording them with photography. And
that's your iPhone, right?
Yeah. Mostly my iPhone, yeah. But I also use a Nikon as well.
Oh, okay.
A lot of times I'll have that out with me. Some of these are actually from the film era because I've been doing this for a long time. So I'm constantly looking at details and trying to figure out, you know, how does this color play with this color naturally? So a lot of times I'll photograph it and record it and bring it back to the studio, and that becomes like my inspiration for my work. And so I focus on color, I focus on patterns, I focus on design and lines. And yeah, these are some of the...
And these are like you take pictures with your camera, then you print these out.
Mm-hmm.
Just on, how do you get these printed out?
Yeah, so I basically take pictures and then I print them into prints. I mean, you can actually go to the copy machine with a stick, but I like to have prints because with photography being so digital, I've always missed, since it went digital, you know, using my hands and mm-hmm. darkroom procedures and transfers like from Polaroids. So I print these out, and then I go to a Kinko's, and I make a laser copy. Very important, not an inkjet copy, but a laser copy. So you have to make sure that it's a laser printer when you go to Kinko's, which technically they all are now. And then I put these on the glass, and I always do like an 11 by 17 sheet of paper, and I do full color, and I adjust the density if I feel they need to
it's
be adjusted.
It's crazy. They all, it seems like they fit perfectly, do they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you
they
can
do,
get
these
nine.
Are, these are a little small.
Oh, okay.
So those are
okay.
A little small in the corner. So you can get nine, and then you have these little remnants. And these are like shredded papers, which are kind of cool. And then what I do, too, just to change it up a little bit, I will take the same photographs, and I will actually blow them up. And there's a little formula for blowing them up. And... so I take the photograph and I blow it up to 285%. So you basically, oops, goes this way. Ah, goes like that. So you basically get the same photograph but blown up this big. And these are fun to use on boards as well,
right.
Like really big pieces like this.
Okay.
So that's basically that transfer or that process of copying.
All right. So let's start with. You know, you have a painting and you want to integrate one of these images.
Right. So basically the first transfer we're going to talk about is using soft gel gloss. And I actually just bought this. This is Golden's new packaging for their soft gel gloss. And it's a clear drying acrylic medium. And this is what you basically use to make transfers like this, which are a plastic feeling kind of transfer. It looks a little bit cloudy right now because once you wet it on the back, when you adhere it to a piece, you will lose this bit and it will become very transparent. So basically, we're going to turn it into that, and then we can stick it on our board, and you can see like the background coming through. So you can kind of adjust this different ways. You can see how the bright colors come through, the duller colors, the words, the lettering. I've actually made a few other examples.
How would you do that? So you just, how do you go about making this transfer? How do you make this?
Okay,
part?
So let's what you do that. Is, should we move over there to that table?
Let's show that.
Okay, let's move over there. Okay, so basically we're gonna make this transfer right here. And this transfer takes six coats of this soft gel gloss. So we are not gonna be able to do all of them because it takes time to dry in between. You wanna make sure each layer is perfectly dry. So it's also important to use a hake brush, which is this brush here. And I brought other sizes because if I do larger pieces, I usually use a larger brush. But for this size, I like to use a little bit smaller.
Why a hake brush? Is that just because it's
I
smooth?
think because it's smooth and it doesn't have the bristly marks, and it
Okay.
kind of makes a very soft grid on the
And so
paper.
this is just this like super powder puff, really smooth. It gives it really even brush stroke. Okay.
Yeah, very even. So basically, I just get some of the softgel gloss on this brush, hold my piece in place, and I actually apply some on one end, and then I apply the same amount on the other end. And the reason you do this is because you're going to drag these to meet in the middle. If you only put it on one end and you were to drag it, you would have a thicker end than the other end, and you want it to be a consistent layer. So
Oh,
we're
that's smart.
basically, yeah, I might as well go ahead and do this little section here because that'll be kind of fun to see. And you don't want to overdo it. So once you get it coated, you just kind of want to give it one last like smoothing texture. Now you have to be very careful in remembering which direction you went because we're going to let this dry. And you can see how it's cloudy right now. It will eventually become very clear. You can see how it's cloudy compared to another one just like that. But when you're totally finished, it will be clearer. It won't be as cloudy. You can take a blow dryer and you can dry this piece here and then do your second layer. If you do that, I recommend either wrapping your brush in like Saran wrap or tissue wax paper or something to keep it fresh. What I like to do is I like to do a lot of transfers at one time and just leave them out and let them dry naturally, but I wash my brush in between each layer and I set it aside to
Okay.
dry. And you want your brush to be very dry and you don't want to get any, I know I've got a pan of water sitting here, but you don't want to get any water on that. And then I talked about the direction. So you're going to put 6 coats of the soft gel gloss on this image. Once you go this direction, your next layer, once it's dry, will be the opposite direction. So I went this way first, and now I'm going to go this way on my second layer when this dries. And then the next time, you're going to go again the opposite. You're going to do this 6 times while it's drying. So we will put this aside because I
And
have one that's
you put the
finished.
gel gloss on the front of the image.
Yes, on the front of the
Okay, on the
image.
very topmost, not the
Yeah,
back. And there's
yes.
no gel gloss on the back of this at
Nope.
all. Okay.
And you don't want to get any gel gloss on the back
Okay.
because you're going to
All
be
right. So then it gets
soaking
this
this in
big.
water.
Okay.
Yep.
All
And
right.
also, this is a laser copy. This is not your original photograph. This is not an inkjet copy. This is a laser copy
Okay.
from a
Color
copy
laser
machine.
copy.
Color
All
laser
right.
copy. So,
Do you need a pair of scissors for that?
no, we'll just
Okay.
tear it.
Okay.
We'll slide this aside. And now this one, as you can see, this is the paper and this is the copy. These have nothing on them, but this one has the soft gel gloss. You can kind of feel how
Yeah.
plastic that
Yep.
feels. So what we're basically gonna do is we're gonna tear this off of here, and then we are going to take a tray of water and we are going to soak this in. And I should turn it this way. You can kind of see how the back all of a sudden turned really gray. Like if you took another piece of paper, it's white. And then you'll see the fibers start to absorb the water. So what you basically are gonna do is once that is, you know what, can you grab me a blue paper towel so that we
Yeah,
don't get
yeah.
this little spot wet? So once you've soaked that, you're gonna just put it on a surface, and I'm putting it on this towel so that we don't get this table all wet right now. So basically what you're gonna do is you're just gonna get it started with your fingernail. And you're just gonna start rubbing off the back of this paper off. And what's gonna happen is because it's a laser copy, the ink is going to adhere to the soft gel gloss, which is gonna end up being more like a plastic. Sometimes you might have to add a little more water, and then you're just gonna peel this off. Sometimes I get the question, you know, can we use a like a scrubby pad, and I brought one of those. Let me grab it real quick. like one of these. You can use this, but you have to be very careful. And it's actually, it's okay if it happens, because it might be some, this is just paper that we're tearing off here that didn't have any gel on it.
You're just removing the paper from the back.
Just removing the paper. Yep.
And then all that ink, color ink, is embedded in the gloss.
Yep, totally embedded in the gloss. So you can use this, but if you scrub too hard, it will scratch through the photograph.
Yeah, right.
Which is not, again, it's not a bad thing.
And
it might be a technique.
With this.
Yep, you're going to end up with that.
And then, okay, cool.
And sometimes what I like to do just for fun is I like to kind of like maybe leave a little bit of the paper on the back. This one won't be as noticeable. So on some of the other transfers, it would be more noticeable. But we're just going to take the paper off the back of this one. So you just keep scraping it off. And you might, again, have to have a little bit more water. Get it off. So this is what you end up with. And what I like about these is I just love these ragged edges. And I love the texture of this plastic. As you can see, you can't really see it on that because it's dry, but you can see how it's stretchy. It's like a piece of plastic. You could technically, you could mount this on something that's actually round. You don't have to put this on a flat surface. I've done them on rusted metals and things like that. So it's pretty cool, all the different ways you can use these transfers.
Okay.
So, And then how do we use this then? Yeah, so how we use that is we basically, pull this over here. Like, I always try to keep this area clean too, because these little rolls go different places. So now to glue that down, so I went ahead and made like a little board so we could just have a little experiment of gluing it down. I'm going to glue it down with the Liquitex gloss medium and varnish. That's going to be our adhesive for this. I have the same stuff in this little squirt bottle because I like using the squirt bottle better than that other bottle. So basically, we'll have to decide where do we want it to go. So I've looked at this before, and I kind of have all these vertical lines, but I think I want to just maybe change the direction of the vertical lines. And I think that I decided that I wanted to put it here. So what we want to do, actually, there. What we want to do is cover your painting with a gel medium. And now we just use basically a throwaway disposable brush, because sometimes these things dry and they get too hard and brittle, so you don't want to use a good brush. So now you just get a good layer of this on your painting. And now you put this in place where you want it. Maybe just a little bit more. And then when you're gluing this down, what's important to remember is that you want to use a brayer because you want to get all the air bubbles out.
Right.
But in between your brayering, you want to go from the center out and use a really hard, firm pressing motion. But you want to wipe your brayer off every time, because if you don't, you will end up peeling it back up. You don't want to roller it like
this. You don't want to glue on top of it. Yeah.
Right. You don't want.
And what's cool about this is you can position this anywhere on your work.
Anywhere on your work. And if you mess up, you can peel it back. And I want to like just peel this little corner open.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And you can see through it.
I actually taught this workshop, and just on Saturday, and this woman, she had this beautiful transfer of her daughter, and she glued it down. And it just really wasn't over a beautiful area. And we were, because it's plastic, we were able to peel it back up and save it. And she used it on another piece, which was really good. But we will glue this back down. So that's what's nice about these. If you kind of do make a mistake, you can. And then I do, at the end, I do go over it with one layer. I kind of smooth out.
Over the whole painting.
Yeah,
gloss
over
medium.
The whole, gloss medium, just to kind of give it a nice.
Even.
Yeah,
right,
even.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so that's cool. That's great. That's
so
one.
That's,
One technique there. That's really great.
One technique. And then, because this one is so labor intensive, and by the way, so we could always take this and see how it would look when you put it over the green. Or like you take these and you split them between a light and a dark, and that's where you really get like such a nice transfer effect of seeing the background through the transfer that you made.
Yes, right. They look so good. Look so beautiful, this area.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, for those of you who maybe don't have the time to make the gel transfers with 6 coats and letting them dry in between, there are some quick, really quick, easy methods of doing this. That is as long as you can get this to peel.
What is this?
So this is contact paper, just your regular clear laminate contact paper.
You can get this at a hardware store?
Hardware store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clear laminate contact paper. Okay. And it's clear on one side and sticky on the other?
Yep. It's totally clear.
It's like thick tape.
It's like thick tape. And okay. So you just peel it back. And then you put it on what you want to transfer. And this came from like a little clip art book, but it kind of makes a nice graphic. Again, you're going to brayer it. You can actually use this rubber mallet as well, just to get it totally.
Yeah, you're just
totally,
sealing it on
Yeah,
there.
You're just sealing it on there.
Okay.
So then you're going to soak this also
in
the
water.
It's the same thing. You'll see the back starting to get like a little bit saturated. This is actually what they look like. Here, I just used a piece of tape, just regular old clear packing tape. That's always fun, getting that off. So just clear packing tape. So these are if you don't have the time to make your transfers. These are a little bit different though.
So this is
you
just
put here.
You just put it on any, okay.
Yep. On any, and you use this to smooth it out. I've already stuck some tape on this big long roll here.
Okay.
So this you put in the water as well. And the reason this is yellow on the back, we will go over that in a little bit. I'll show you another transfer technique that I've already used this photography for.
Okay.
So again, this is...
That's just the contact paper.
Yep, contact paper. And again, you do the same thing. You just pull the back off.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so this is really cool.
Now, does it hold the? So it's stuck that ink on there. Great. Wow.
Yeah.
Seems like the paper comes off quicker.
Yeah, it does. This is a much quicker way to do this. And if you want, you can leave a little bit of paper on the back because that might be kind of a cool design.
Right, right.
Not to take all the paper off. So you might want to put this over here in this
and
corner
here. So then
here.
You use gloss medium on
gloss
there
medium,
on.
And you do the same thing. Same
now, it
thing.
Looks like you're losing some of the ink on the pattern.
Yeah, that maybe I didn't press that down as much because normally
right.
they don't lose as much ink.
Okay.
But if we scrape, maybe we do it a little bit more gentle.
Right.
And
I
it
see.
Won't come off as much. I was a little rough on that.
Wow,
but,
that's fast.
Yeah, like if you just peel it back.
And this,
there we go.
This tape will work on any laser print of anything.
Anything.
Okay.
As long as it's a laser print. And this actually, this came from a book. This is not a laser print, to be honest with you. This is coming from patterned escapes.
So just regular paper.
Yeah. So this is a paper
regular
book. I guess
printed,
for
printing, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe for coloring or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's where that came from. And then this is the photography that I just put the actual scotch tape on. So I'm gonna dry this off just a little bit. And then we just start, I didn't have tape on that one. So here's the tape on this.
Okay, yeah, right, just comes right off.
Just comes right off. And again, this is yellow because I've actually used this in another transfer process, but the point is that you can actually use the images twice. You can use them for one transfer process and then for this one.
Okay.
So you can make very long strips with this. Now the only difference is, there's a few differences. Tape has a straight edge. That's just paper. So tape has a straight edge and it's glossy. But by the time you put your gel gloss on there, you won't notice it as much. But here it is when it's...
Right, and then you just can glue it right on.
You can glue it right on. So you can make long strips with that.
Wow.
So, and then here's one that, like we talked about, it's already completed. So now, the next one is maybe something that you are familiar with. This is a transfer process where you actually glue the paper down to the painting.
Face down.
And I purposely picked these little polka dots for this area because I thought that would be really cool. What's important about this transfer process is you want to make sure, let's move this over here, you want to make sure you don't get any of the gel medium on the back of this paper because you're going to be also rubbing this off. So you have to be very careful with the gel medium for this transfer. So I basically, so I basically spread this out into the shape that I'm going to, where I'm going to place this. And you can see it's kind of thick, which I like. And then I'm going to put this here. I'm going to leave a little edge there, go up here. And then I'm going to basically, you can use a brayer or you can use this little thing that I bought. It's called Catalyst. You want to make sure that you push from the center out and you can see the gel gloss coming out. And it's so important to wipe this when you're between each scrape. You want to wipe it because you're going to do that. And you don't want to get the gel gloss on the back of this paper. So it's coming out. You can also use a brayer, same thing. But again, you want to make sure you wipe it and go from the center out. Make sure your corners get glued down. So you can use either one of these, whichever one you like. And then I just kind of get rid of this excess like this. Just kind of spread that around. So I've already taken and I've already glued one down. So I'm going to show you how you lift this one up, how you take the paper off. You basically, again, you don't want to get this one wet until it dries. This one we just did, which I think I did get wet. You want to just soak the paper, and as you can see, the paper, again, is getting gray and it's getting saturated. So you want to do that, get it nice and soaking wet, and again, you just start peeling this off.
Wow, it really comes out.
Yep. You might need a little extra water. And so I have a paint, you know, just a base of paint down here. And I kind of split this transfer between the blue paint, the kind of bluish paints, and this little pinker area over here so that you could kind of see how, and it, this was the, this image here is actually this image, blown up a little bit bigger.
Oh yeah, right.
So
right.
You can kind of see how this transfer looks now. So, and again, if you want to try these scrub brushes, you can. You might take off a little extra paint.
But it's so quick.
Yeah, it's so quick. And it actually isn't a bad thing. Like when you kind of start seeing the pink coming through.
Right,
if you wanted to get rid of the edge over there. So yeah, it kind of breaks it through.
Yeah.
And then you have your transfer.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I usually do it. That's great.
Yeah. So, and these are really, these images are of old carports from the 50s in Florida, like in Miami, which are really very geometrical and so, so interesting. I love them. When
especially in combination with the painting. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the last transfer we're going to talk about is using a blender marker from Chart Pack. So these are the blender markers. You can get these at any art supply store.
Is that a company? Chart Pack?
Chart Pack is the company.
And that's,
yep.
And what is a blender marker exactly?
A blender marker is used to, when you're doing a marker comp or marker artwork, you can use these to blend the colors. I've never really used them for that. I've only used them for transfers. But they're a little toxic, so you always kind of want to be in an area that you can have ventilation when you use them. So I basically made this piece here out of photographs using this Chart Pack marker and laser copies of my own photographs. So again, laser copies. I always keep repeating that because that's the most important thing. So we basically, I did this piece on the Strathmore Bristol vellum surface paper. I'm gonna scoot this water over. So I just wanted to, you know, bring this to show what kind of paper we're using. It's a pretty heavy duty paper. I just pulled this one out. So this process is done, again, by using this pen. What I like to do is I kind of like to go and look at my photography. These, I just put the photographs down on the Kinko's laser copier. And sometimes I pick images that I feel go well together so that when I get ready to transfer, they're kind of already together. I could technically put this down and transfer the whole thing as it is, but of course I'm gonna pick and choose. As you can see on the back, I've already used certain sections of this.
Oh, I see.
Like, yeah, so this right here, I used right there.
Okay.
So this green,
so let's
this
do
little
one.
Section,
it
I
was,
used right
oh,
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can only use it once.
You can only use it once, but you can still use this
as a transfer
right, or right. In your
okay, so you can just find any section of
yep.
your art.
This one I know I've used. It actually didn't turn as yellow, but I do see a little bit of a cast in there. Now, what you want to make sure you do with this, you either, if you're not good at holding things in place, you can tape it down.
Oh,
I
yeah.
think I brought some blue tape. I technically hold it, but if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can actually tape it. So you can kind of like just tape it in place. So I'm going to tape it on the edge. Again, I actually have used that up there, so I'm going to just use this bottom part. So this marker, it gets
really wet.
Yeah, it gets really wet. I'm pushing pretty hard to get this color to come through. I can only do a certain section at a time because it dries really fast. I think it's got a lot of alcohol in it. So what you basically do is you put the marker on there, and then you take your blade, and you really am applying a lot of pressure to get the chemical in that marker. Oops, whoopsie. And that happens too. So I think we got enough on there.
Okay.
So now I'm going to go down to the next colors that are on here. I might not drag it as hard.
It's amazing how it just makes the paper transparent.
Yeah, it really, it's pretty incredible. So now we're going to pull maybe not as hard. So then when we're finished.
Oh, wow.
We get this beautiful, and these are like old tiles that I photographed.
So it doesn't, it's not, doesn't do a reproduction, but it just does this sort of like hazy,
beautiful,
right.
like rustic, like a very, yeah, very rustic. So then if we wanted to put something, let's say near this, you know, maybe I'm going to choose this one here.
Or paint on this.
Or paint. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can do paint. You can do pencil. You can do just about anything. So maybe we, and you can go over the one you did already. So if we do this one here. And see this one I didn't tape. I'm just gonna trust myself to hold it. And you know what? I think we have got some little filaments of that.
Wow, it's beautiful.
A little bit of yeah, those come out really nice. There we go. Yeah.
And you know what looks cool is then also if you take just a you know, you don't forget that you can just take an actual photograph, and then you glue that into there.
Absolutely.
You know, and you're using the positive and the negative. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean that's cool. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and you can kind of just build. You can see like your colors are relating here, and like you said, you can use these. I mean, then this is kind of cool. It's like it's nature. This is an old bread storage bin.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the carports, rust,
mm-hmm.
you know, mechanical things.
And you could have, you know, five of these in your drawers,
mm-hmm.
you know, right? You know, it's so great. If you want to use this multiple times, you just print out a whole bunch of these.
That's right.
How much does it cost to make a copy like this?
An 11 by 17 color laser copy is about $1.30.
Okay. Wow.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah. So,
and then do you put gloss medium on top of this, or will this wash off?
No, it won't. it's on there. This, I technically leave it as it is, like this one.
Yeah, it looks like an etching or something.
Yeah, yeah. And this one's kind of a work in progress. It's not 100% complete. I've thrown a little bit of pencil in there.
Now, could we, let's say we didn't like this part, we paint this white and then do a transfer on top of that white again?
Yes, you
Does
can.
Does it work on top of paint? I mean, this is an absorbent paper.
It works on paint, but what you will get, and I don't think I have one here with me. Let me see. Yeah, it works on paint, but it's a little bit more, I don't have it on paper, I have some, it's a little bit more subdued, and you actually have the lines of the paint, so it doesn't come out as pronounced, I think, as it did on this sheet.
Right.
Yeah, so,
yeah. So this is a cool, this is an original of yours, but this is mostly photo transfer?
Yeah, it's probably 95% photo transfer or just photography glued down, heavy texture underneath.
Because yeah, it feels like this. Is this multiple pictures?
Yes, it is. So yeah. This is like a picture of a piece of wood with like
wow.
a little bit of wood design. And this is an old motel sign that was all rusty that I saw in Illinois. And then this is rust from an old building. This is a photo transfer here, and
oh,
what
I
was going
like
to show,
yeah,
so like, and you see the words behind it, so that's another thing you can do is you can print anything you want to print word-wise, and you can stick a photograph over that, and that's kind of what this is, a little.
Oh, I see, yeah,
yeah
right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So this
combined,
is one.
You combine this onto, and then you onto this, and
mm-hmm.
then you glued this on, then you took the paper off of the back of this. So
yes.
You ended up adding letters. You added content to this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then you kept going. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And then how come this feels so textural if it was just a photo transfer?
Because I put a lot of textures on the board before I glued
okay.
down the photography.
Okay. And you wrapped it around the corners as well?
Yeah. I used to, that was mine.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yep. And you can see there's like some pumice here and some really
so you're
nice
adding
scratchy
into
things.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. It just looks like one thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. Great. So there you go. There's a few techniques for taking your photography and putting it into your artwork. And it's interesting just kind of looking through these 4x6s. And I know your work. And we'll include some of her work. Currently of what Terry's doing as well as some of the work with the photography in it. But, your eye and what you choose to put in a painting and what you choose to photograph, it's crazy. Even though something's realistic and maybe something's abstract or something's painted, it tends to, it just reinforces, I see your work in these photographs.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, your sensitivity and what you're taking a photograph of. So that's just a really cool thing to remember that photography is so great to just, it's just like you're making art, you're just looking and choosing and then, using discernment to decide what's good and what's not and choosing it out of your environment. And then you work with it, so you're involved with things that are interesting to you, like this cactus thing is so cool and you love it. And then, if you did a painting, you're going to have some of these ideas come out and you're just kind of marinating in all the things that you're interested in doing. So anyway, yeah, these are gorgeous. God. We'll include a whole bunch of these. I think we should just do a whole bunch of just your 4x6s.
Yeah,
so anyway, thank you. Yeah, we'll include those below, so check those out. And please leave some questions for Terry because she can answer them in the forum. And good luck with trying some of these. These are super cool. Thanks so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you.
Great.
That was great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.